진짜 이끌어내고
was a great hit.
Not as good as the hits they play on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta.
So true. Keep it locked.
When I got out of the Marine Corps, I was not just, you know, working with my physical disabilities. I was emotionally broken. I remember thinking, how did I get here? How? It was affecting me in my marriage. My husband, he didn't know how to help me. He actually called Wounded Warrior Project. Wounded Warrior Project had this thing called Couples Odyssey.
It was an eye-opener, and I think it really saved our marriage.
They gave us books and resources and tools on how to help us with that.
I just love him. I love you, honey.
I love you, too.
Watching her fight for her mental health, fighting for other veterans, fighting for this family, helped me to fight too. Well, I always loved her, but I love her 10 times more for that.
Not all wounds are visible. If you or a loved one are suffering, visit woundedwarriorproject.org/notalone.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. Interested in some winter fun? Happening on Wednesday, March 4th from 2 to 4 p.m. in the President's Garden, check out the Winter Carnival, which has winter-themed carnival games, delicious donut holes, hot cocoa, and even more events to explore. On Thursday, March 5th, Mask and Hammer presents the first showing of Stupid Effing Bird, happening in the Hamlin Theater at 7:30 p.m. More showings are also happening on Friday and Saturday at 7:30 p.m. and Sunday at 2 p.m. On Saturday, March 7th, see the planetarium show Messengers of Time and Space from 10:30 to 11:15 or the Sky Tonight show from 11:30 to 12:15 in the Perna Science Planetarium Room 018A. Tickets available online. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connection. Have a great week, everyone. Keep it locked.
Alrighty, everybody. Hello, hello. Welcome back to Leaves in a Bag.
Welcome back.
I'm joined again. I'm Nate DeVisser. I'm joined with my co-host,
Jesse Woodhouse.
Let's go. So we originally had this episode planned as a video game episode, and then we pushed it back because we
had a really busy morning.
Really busy day. We weren't really able to settle on what music we were going to play for that. So we're kind of just doing another impromptu, very casual episode.
Yeah.
Where we don't have exactly a premise, a point, you could say, that we're going to talk about. But I will say one thing. It's really nice outside.
Yeah.
It is quite possibly a little too nice outside,
no,
in my opinion.
No.
Because we just cleaned almost our entire house today.
Yeah, we went ham on it.
And I think it's because it was so nice outside that it made me realize, wow, inside sucks.
Yeah.
Like, we really need to focus and lock in here.
Yeah. It was bad. I mean, our house, I'd say our house, we have a pretty clean home.
For the most part, yeah. Like, overall.
But, like, there's just, like, the little things that, like, pile up pretty bad. Like, we had, like, we don't have, like, a thing that picks up recycling. We have to, like, get rid of it ourselves. So it's been piled up, like, oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah, I sorted through all that today, and that was painful.
Yeah, and stuff like that. But our morning, I'd say, like, before the cleaning was great. And the cleaning was, like, good. Like, I'm glad we did it.
It had to get done. Yeah. It was something that had to get done.
But it was beautiful. We, like, had the windows open and the door open, and we have a cat who's indoor-outdoor, and she was just hanging out outside when we went outside, hanging out inside when we were inside.
Yeah, she was very mobile today. She was moving around a lot.
She's probably still hanging out outside right now. When we left, she was.
Could be.
But, yeah, it's been nice. We were just, like, was soaking in the sun today and the good vibes, and now, of course, right at 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock, I'm really tired. I'm super tired.
What's that, like, monkey that's been on your For You page, the sunbathing one?
It's called a something lemur. It's like this maroon lemur that, like, so it's, like, maroon on the outside, but then, like, underneath, its underbelly has, like, black fur, so it could, like, soak in the sun more. And its whole thing is it stands up on its back legs with its hands up in the air, and it just, like, is basking engulfing the sun.
Yeah, that was us today. That was us when we were outside.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, I mean, like,
a red-ruffed lemur.
Red-ruffed lemur. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, like, I guess a thing that we can talk about, because we have been ripping more games recently. We've been on our Brawlhalla grind a lot recently.
Yeah, for better or for worse.
For better or for worse, depends on what you said. I started playing Overwatch again. I've been playing a little comp with a friend of mine, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess we're just getting back into our gaming phase, which is odd that it's happening now as the weather's supposedly getting nicer.
Yeah.
But It's okay.
Yeah. And I've been reading Tokyo Ghoul, which has been really fun.
Yeah.
I haven't read manga in a while, so reading manga again has been nice. I'm on volume 3 of... I mean, there's 16 in Tokyo Ghoul, and then 14 in Re.
Yeah.
So 30 volumes I gotta read, and I'm on 3.
But that's a good... So you're 10% if you think about it.
Yeah, well, no. When I finish this, I'll be 10%.
Yeah, when you finish it, you'll be 10%.
So I'm, like, less than that.
Would you say you're, like, 6.7% right now?
Yeah. Some might say.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's been chill here. We're going to play some random music today when we get to that point. Maybe we'll start a little early. Maybe.
Yeah, possibly. We maybe not talk for a full hour just because there's not exactly a whole lot for us to talk about. I mean, although I will say it is kind of nice with the weather being a lot nicer now, because I don't know about you, but, like, we both of us did not feel amazing at the start of this week.
No, yeah, I definitely was feeling a little sicky.
Yeah, so.
It's been going around, as people say.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of people have been getting sick, just overall.
It's because we're now, like, fluctuating. Like, because this isn't our first nice day, this is really, like, our second. And we got hit with, like, a nice day, followed by an immediate snow.
Yeah.
Which I hope we're not getting tomorrow.
No, I think it's just rain. Like, we are getting precipitation, but I don't think it's cold enough to snow, which I think is the good thing. It's just going to be rain.
Yeah. 59 and rainy today, 54 and rainy tomorrow, and then 63 sunny, 67 sunny, Monday, Tuesday.
So that's
pretty awesome.
We got a good wave right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty excited about that.
But yeah, I remember the start of this week, I felt like utter garbage.
Like utter garbage?
Utter garbage. Not just any garbage. Utter garbage. And, like, now I actually feel a lot better, and I can function and speak without coughing or dying.
Yeah.
Which is really nice.
Yeah, you had to take some days off.
Yeah. I was lucky that one of my classes had an optional meeting, so I was able to miss that. Mm-hmm. But then I did miss my classes one day because I could not go to class. I was too sick.
Yeah.
I need the time to rest and recover.
That's fair.
So I also haven't been in the gym this week. That's kind of sucks.
It's okay.
because I really do like the gym. I like lifting, especially since I started lifting in the morning at like 8 a.m., 9 a.m. And it's gorgeous. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It is amazing. It's like I walk in there. It's like empty. I'm not waiting for any machines. I could, you know, it's not super hectic.
Yeah.
It's just a good vibe.
Yeah.
So I think next Monday, I'm going to get back into it. I'll be at the gym probably at like 8 in the morning on Monday. So, but it'll be fun. It'll be fire.
Yeah, we got one more week. We got to push through. Then we got spring break.
Spring break, yep.
Which we're going to just be chilling here.
Yeah, we're going to chill up here at school. We're not going home.
Take the week of rot, if you will.
The week.
Everyone needs a week of rot. Everyone, whenever you get the chance to have a week of rot, get a week of rot. Because everyone's caught up in the slop of life right now, I feel like.
Yeah, I definitely think that we're currently getting to this point. Maybe in life or just in the world in general, where like everyone's kind of just stuck in the mud.
Yeah.
And
because there's a lot of slop.
There's a lot of slop happening.
And it's like hard to like, you can't even like, because like they say like, okay, there's a lot of slop going on, but stay focused. But like, what does that even mean? Like stay focused on the stuff that is also slop.
Yeah.
Because like, I don't know. There's just a lot going on and everyone's like feeling the weight of it, I think. And everyone's caught up in their lives and it's going like insane.
Yeah.
And no one's actually like checking up on each other.
Yeah. I mean, like, I think you could easily find it reflecting just everywhere. Like, yeah. People just having low energy or people being very, like, isolated.
Yeah.
It is an unfortunate circumstance that we're finding ourselves in.
Yeah.
But I do hope that, one, the warm weather helps in general, just so people can get outside and connect.
At least for our area.
But I don't really know what to say about it overall, but I'm hoping at least our community will be able to get out of the rut for at least a little bit.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
But yeah, only time will tell.
Yeah.
Another thing, I started this new show that I've been talking about, Lord of Mysteries.
Yeah, what is that actually about?
Okay. So I'm still not 100% sure.
Well, wait, can you read the synopsis?
Yeah, I can pull up the synopsis and read it.
Can you?
Can I actually pitch? Okay, so I've watched the first two episodes of the show, and for reference, it's this Chinese webcomic, I think, it's based off of, and now it's like an animated show. But based off the two episodes I've watched, what I understand is that the main character is like, he's from, like, he got imported into this world, like, through a ritual that he doesn't fully understand. And now he's in this world of, like, really complex magic. In the body of somebody from that world who's implicated in some kind of conspiracy. So he's figuring out that conspiracy.
It's called Lord of Mysteries?
Yeah, Lord of Mysteries. So he's figuring out that conspiracy of like the person he now is, like whose body he's inhabiting, like what conspiracy they were a part of. Mm. He's trying to learn the magic so he can get strong. And he's also trying to figure out a way to go back to where he came from without revealing to everybody that he's not from that world. It's like the two, that's like, those are like the three points that I've gotten from the show so far.
Okay.
But.
And it's like, it's good. Other than the animation and stuff, like narratively.
Yeah. I think the premise of the show, well, first off, I will say, as someone who does like do writing and stuff like that, I think the world building of the show is really interesting.
Okay. What year does it take place? Does that even like apply here?
It's based off of like steampunk Victorian Europe, I believe.
Mm-hmm. But magic.
Yeah. It's like a Victorian area fantasy. It's like supposedly it's a combination of like steampunk Victorian era fantasy and Lovecraftian horror are like the three elements that I've seen thrown around.
Okay. What is Lovecraftian?
You don't know H.P. Lovecraft?
No.
You know Cthulhu?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's H.P. Lovecraft, pretty much. Like, H.P. Lovecraft is this very well-known writer. Mm. And a lot of his works were like these, like, deep, like, weird horror fantasy stuff.
Okay.
But he's considered the like main proprietor of like Cthulhu. And like the deep abyss like beings pretty much. A lot of that stems from him.
Stuff, dude.
Yeah, a lot of freaky like alien stuff pretty much.
That's cool.
But he's like the founder of a lot of that.
What year like was he doing stuff?
The early 1900s, I believe. I think he was born in like the late 1800s, and he died right before World War II started.
Oh, okay.
So he wasn't alive for long. Like I think he only lived to be like 40 or 50 or something like that. He wasn't around for a long time.
Ooh, excuse me.
But yeah, so. We can let me find the okay. Here, this is the IMDb.
Synopsis. It was a book first, you said, or a web comic?
I believe it's a web comic. I think. I think.
Okay. Is it? Because you said it was Chinese, right?
Yeah, like the I'm watching it in Chinese.
I was gonna say, like, what dub are you watching it in?
I'm watching it in Chinese. I've heard the English dub is good, but like I want to consume it. In
the way it was.
The way it was. Made. And yeah. Maybe I'll go back and rewatch it in English.
Fair.
But I'm watching it in Chinese right now. I think it's traditional Mandarin, I think is the exact language they're using.
Cool.
But it's very interesting.
Yeah.
Here. So this is the pitch on IMDb. Zhao Mingru awakens in the body of Klein Moretti in a Victorian world of steam and hidden magic. As a new Beyonder, with a capital B, he confronts secret societies and dark rituals while seeking the truth behind his mysterious transmigration. That's the synopsis.
Wait, so he's in someone else's body?
Yeah.
How did that happen? He doesn't know?
So I guess I'm going to spoil like the first 5 minutes of the show. But basically he awakes in this body and he's like, whoa, what happened? What happened? And he did a ritual that I think went wrong and he transmigrated. So he like jumped dimensions pretty much, I think is how they describe it. And he awakes in the room of this guy and he's like, oh, like my head really hurts. And there's like blood around him and stuff like that. And he's like, oh, like he's trying to figure out what happened. And then as he's like in his room, pretty much like he's finding all these like things and he's trying to like piece together like the memory, because he has the memory of the dude's body that he's in.
Oh, okay. He has his own.
He has his memory of like his life, but the last couple months of that guy's life is blurry. Like he can't really remember it. So he's like, something clearly happened.
Does he have his own memories too?
Yeah, he has memories of like his world.
Okay.
It's very interesting.
That is interesting.
But it's just one of those things where I can't even... like, I it's so hard to describe.
Yeah.
Because they really do just throw you in. And they are just like, they're saying things and visuals are happening and they're explaining a lot of exposition. And you're just kind of like, I'm so lost and confused right now. But it's in a good way.
So what episode are you on?
I finished episode 2 today. So I've only watched 2 episodes. But they're 30-minute episodes. They're a little long. They're long for animation.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think it's only like a 12-episode season.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not that long, but I'm going to watch it. I'm going to give it a try. And I might read the webcomic. We'll see, depending on how much I like the show.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm enjoying it so far. It's pretty interesting.
Nice.
And then that's like, and then there's that show I'm watching. Then I got to watch the Boys season 5 trailer came out today.
I never really hopped on the Boys.
Really?
I watched the first maybe 8 episodes and I was just like, it's okay.
Yeah,
it didn't like pique my interest, so I was just like, I don't really want to sink my time into it because it takes time to watch it.
Mm-hmm. That's been my issue with Gen V, because I have to watch Gen V season 2 before The Boys season 5 comes out.
Mm-hmm.
And my issue has just been like, I've been like, I haven't really watched like American media in a hot minute.
Yeah.
So like, I'm not used to hour long episodes.
Yeah.
I'm used to like a 22 minute episode.
Yeah.
Because of anime.
Yeah.
So I have to like, I think that's going to be my break project, is to watch that show over break.
Okay.
Because, like, I think Gen V is only, like, 8 episodes or something like that. So if I do an episode a day over break, I should be able to get it done.
Yeah.
But, yeah. I mean, is there anything that's happening in your life that is interesting, that's, like, piquing your curiosity right now?
Honestly, I mean, I was just thinking about Tokyo Ghoul because you were talking about an anime.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not really watching one right now, other than, like, when we watch Frieren. And yeah, like, dude, it's really good. And I'm glad to, like, get back, because I think I've been waiting for my manga phase to start back up again. Uh-huh. It's just kind of, like, whenever it happens, it happens. And it's definitely starting. So I think I'm going to grind out Tokyo Ghoul and Re. And then if I have a good momentum, like, if I'm not, like, oh my god, I barely got through. Like, you know, sometimes, like, you gotta, like, push through, but I feel like usually I hit a flow state with manga. So I'll probably catch up to One Piece finally.
Those are your projects? Tokyo Ghoul and into One Piece, hopefully?
Yeah. Because I'm on, like, chapter 900 and something.
Jesus Christ.
Somewhere in Wano. I haven't read in a while. So I'd probably just start from the beginning of Wano.
Uh-huh.
And then read all that, and then I don't remember what's after that, like, arc-wise. Like, maybe it's Egghead or something like that.
the One Piece arc names get me every time. Because I haven't really consumed One Piece.
Did so, like, you have to?
I know. I've been told many a times, like, that it's something I have to indulge in.
It's hard, but just read it. The read isn't hard. It's a good read.
I think it's fast. I think rereading Tokyo Ghoul might reinvigorate me to read manga again. Because I haven't read manga in years.
Yeah.
What's
the last manga you read?
Probably JJK, when I was still reading JJK.
Wow.
And I didn't even finish JJK. I didn't read all of it. I didn't finish the whole thing.
I think the last manga I actually read was One Piece.
I'm trying to think of the last manga I read beginning to end. And I can't really remember right now. Maybe. No. I was going to say Berserk, but I read that whole thing a while ago, so it definitely wasn't Berserk. But I haven't read manga in years, I'd probably say.
I've been, like, on and off for a while. My last, like, big phase was sophomore year.
Mm-hmm.
So just last year. It's only been, like, a year since I've been, like, dedicated to reading. But it was when I was reading One Piece, I think. Bless you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Oh, and I read Hell's Paradise. Like, I was watching Hell's Paradise with you. And then, like, I finished it because I remember we, like, stopped. And then I still can't remember if I read all of it or not. But since I don't remember the ending, I have to just, like, log back into it. Mm-hmm. But it's definitely on my priority list to, like, watch season 2 since
I've been watching season 2. It's been really good. Yeah, I will
when
say
when I sat next to your episode the other day, I had seen that.
Yeah. I will say that the thing I'm going to compliment about MAPPA, especially with like JJK this season and Hell's Paradise season 2, is that I think they've really settled into, like, not a specific style.
Yeah.
And they're really experimenting with it.
Which is good, because, like, I don't know, MAPPA's one of those companies. Like, they always do a good job, but their stuff's always very MAPPA-y.
Yeah, like, everything felt like, oh, MAPPA did this. Like, if MAPPA animated something, you could tell MAPPA.
Yeah, you're like, oh, that's MAPPA.
And which, like, was kind of annoying, because there was a point in time where they were animating
a lot of stuff.
They were animating Vinland Saga, mm-hmm. Attack on Titan, Jujutsu Kaisen, and those were probably, like, the big three that they were animating. But they were animating other stuff.
Chainsaw Man,
Dorohedoro, Dororo, and there's a couple others that I can't remember off the top of my head.
They're doing a lot of stuff.
But they were doing a lot of stuff. But now, like, oh my God, especially JJK season 3 is so hyper stylized. It's a lot of fun to watch.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Hikari Itadori scene, who's Gojo, might be like, it's such a fun scene to watch animated. Yeah. Cause they really, they tried. They're really the guy who's directing the current season, mm-hmm. I think is doing a phenomenal job. Unfortunately, I think his contract ends with this part of JJK season 3.
What?
So I don't know if he's going to come back.
I hope they don't do the thing that everyone does.
Which is?
Mess up anime. Like, I feel like, for example, some egregious ones. Mm-hmm. Promised Neverland.
Yeah.
Pretty egregious. From what I've heard, Tokyo Ghoul is pretty egregious.
Tokyo Ghoul's egregious.
Seven Deadly Sins is pretty bad.
One Punch Man season 3. Have you heard about that?
I have. There's literally just like sliding like PNGs, bro. Like, and then like, I don't know, my opinion, like Haikyuu changed up their style for season 4. And I get why they did it. It made like the actions more flowy, but like they just did so many like, I don't know, it lost its character. Like it had so, like every character had so much character, and now they're all like kind of cartoony and like, not as themselves. And then I think they're just doing the rest of the series in movies with that animation style, and like I'm not a big fan of that personally, because there's a lot after what they stopped.
Mm-hmm.
So like there's another thing, like I don't know, they just tend to do like, they, I don't know how or why they do this, like, well, they'll get an anime that's genuinely doing so well, and then they poop the bed for like seasons 2 or 3 or whatever.
Well, I think it's a big problem, from my understanding, is that like they, a lot of animation studios will have these projects, but then because they're so popular, no one wants to work on them.
Because they don't want to mess it up.
They don't. Yeah, like they're scared of the fandoms.
Yeah, but like, so like, I don't know, just like, be good.
Like no one wanted. No, like One Punch Man season 3. Say, One Punch Man season 3 was in development for probably forever because no one wanted to work on it, and then they finally got that, like, I don't even know what studio is animating it, but it's terrible.
Mm-hmm.
But then, like, but the same thing happened with Blue Lock. Did you hear about, like, the Blue Lock stuff? Like, Blue Lock season 2 is really bad.
Really?
Yeah.
I heard season 1 was great.
Season 1 is phenomenal from what I've heard. But then, yeah, like, the animation cut down a lot in season 2. Mm. Like, there's a lot of shows like that where I'm like, wow, this seems really interesting, but, like, I might as well just read the manga for it.
Yeah.
Record of Ragnarok. Or Records of Ragnarok. I don't know if it's a plural.
Is that the one where they just, like, a bunch of people fight?
Yeah, it's, like, a bunch of, like, mythological people and, like, historical people are fighting each other. But I've heard the manga is really good.
Yeah.
But the like, Netflix series is not that amazing. The sleepiness is getting to him.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it is. I won't lie.
Did you get good sleep last night?
I got great sleep last night.
If you had to give yourself a sleep score, what do you think your sleep score would be?
Well, we went to bed pretty late last night, so I think that's what's holding my... Like, I think the sleep itself was great.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was dreaming, I was comfy, the temp was good. I stayed asleep, like, I wasn't, like, up and, like, awake and asleep and awake and asleep. Like, it was continuous.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, we just went to bed pretty late last night. Like, yeah, we went to bed at, like, 2-something, 3-something.
Yeah, well, you went to bed later than I did, because I...
Only about, like, 20 minutes, though.
But I called it. I was like, dude, I'm on the couch right now. I'm struggling to keep my eyes open right now. Like, I just got to hit the hay.
Yeah.
Like, I got to go right now.
I mean, same. I was literally asleep. I was asleep on the couch already. I just hadn't gone downstairs. I went downstairs. Like, pretty much once you left, I laid my head down where you were sitting. And clocked until everyone else left. And
it was just unfortunate because we were watching a fire movie. So I've like wanted to stay up to watch the movie, but I just couldn't function. Like I just could not do it.
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, we were watching Scott Pilgrim last night. Always a great movie to watch.
Always a fun movie.
I love Scott Pilgrim.
Yeah, and I don't know, but like. I'm not that tired right now. Like, I guess, in theory, I could sleep right now. I could totally fall asleep right now. But, like, I don't feel that, like, I'm, like, being dragged to sleep right now. If you catch my drift.
They're, like, the sleep demons or something. They're, like, yanking on my chains. Just, like, pulling me down. And I'm, like, oh. Every time I'm like, right now, no one can see me, but I'm, like, sitting at a table. And my head's against the wall. And my legs are, like, just, like, kind of up. And if I shut my eyes for more than, like, 3 seconds, I'm just, like, oh.
You're real comf right now.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we also have, like, this sleepy lighting in here. Like,
yeah, shout out Bottomly for bringing these lights in.
He got us Christmas lights.
Yeah.
And they change, and we can do different things. Loki, let's see what the other settings are. Oh, nope, that's awful. Was this, like, fade in and out? Is it going to fade in and out?
Yeah, it's going to fade.
Thoughts on that?
I kind of like this. This is nice.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Let's see what that one is. Okay, that's off. That's terrible.
Yeah, that's alternating between, like, rainbow lights and
then the yellow.
And then yellow.
Is the fade the play? I feel like the consistent might be better.
Maybe if we turn the lamp on. Like, lamp is the consistent light source and the lights fade.
Try it.
I got it.
I want everyone who's listening, if anyone's listening, to use their imagination on what it looks like in here. But we have a rainbow light flickering on and off. No, turn that off. That's awful. All right, I think we should just do the
normal lights.
That.
Yeah, I mean, I love this studio space.
Same. It's very nice in here.
It's very cozy. It's so welcoming. It's such a great space to be in. Like, Bottomly coming with you, like, bringing these lights in, coming in clutch.
Yeah.
Like, always great to see.
Yeah.
But even, like, all the drawings and stuff on the wall that people have made.
Yeah. I was looking at them. Someone wrote something here. I think it's the name of their show. Shout out Whatever I Want. But they're, like, the font.
That's Andrew's show, I
believe. The font they use is super cool. Like, the way they write their W's is awesome. Yeah. Thoughts on, like, playing a couple songs? And then if we want to talk more, we can come back after that?
Yeah. Well, I actually had a question.
Sure.
Because how is your radio or your aux cord has broken in your car?
Yes.
So you've been ripping Wony itself a lot more.
Yeah.
How have you been messing with that?
It's been great because, one, we have a lot of DJs now.
Yeah,
like, we're almost at 50 DJs, which is awesome. So, like, there's always a DJ on, so I get to hear, like, different people's shows, like, a lot more, which has been nice. Just, like, putting, like, voices and music to, like, show names and times and stuff. Like, because maybe if I mess with it, I'll be like, hey, at this time I can, like, listen to this show. So that's been cool. And then also, like, since I get to hear the music that I sort through to play again when no one has a show, which is also nice because it's, like, a lot of the times, like, for example, this week I uploaded almost 80 new songs onto automation, which is a lot of music. And, like, I don't get to actually, like, consume a lot of that.
Yeah, like, once you hear it, like, the one or two times.
Yeah.
And then once it's on the radio, like, you're never really hearing it.
Exactly.
Much.
But, like, obviously I save ones that I'm, like, I know I'm going to want to listen to later. Which I always do end up listening to them later for the most part. But it's nice to, like, you know, there's ones that slip under my radar, you know? So, like, of the 80 songs, there might be, like, four that I didn't catch that, like, I thought I'd really like. And then I hear them on the radio and I'm like, wait, but that was amazing. So it's been nice. But yeah, my aux cord broke in my car. So I've been doing that mixed with trying to listen to more CDs because I've been getting those CD reviews done.
Yeah. I mean, you've been a very physical media person recently.
Yeah. It's like, I played CDs for us yesterday while we were all hanging out. That was nice. We listened to a record. We listened to the Now Now by Gorillaz. And then we listened to
Rainbow Goblins.
Well, yeah. Shimmy put that on. And then we listened to a Jamiroquai album. It was pretty fire.
Yeah. I do.
While I made his boigas.
Yeah. I do want to get more vinyls. because I've been trying to listen to more albums as wholes recently.
Okay.
And like there's a lot of albums where I'm like, wow, like I want to own this album. Like that would be cool. That'd be a cool own.
Yeah.
Cool purchase, you could say.
I think the
yeah.
CDing it up is the play. It just costs so much less money.
It's so much less money and they're so much more portable.
Yeah, like oh my god.
Yeah. But unfortunately, vinyls are what people think are cool. Because well, I feel like a lot of, I don't know
sure
how many people are, I could probably find CDs, actually, of new stuff. But I don't own, like, a CD player or anything like that. Like, I actually have record players and stuff. So at least true. If I buy a record, like, I can listen to it. I don't have my own CD player.
That's true. Hmm. I'm thinking about what,
like what CD you'd want to play?
No.
Or what are you thinking about, Bub?
Hold on. Ooh. Maybe? I don't know. I'm just thinking of what, because I had myself thinking about what songs that I put on to automation, and I wanted to see if there's anything that might be a good one to play for the greater public. Ooh, maybe Go Kurosawa. It's like alternate J-rock, and it's really good. There's two songs. There's Moon Please and Cloud Rock, and both were really good.
You have the CD for that, or do you?
No, this is automation. Or rotation.
Oh, these are rotation songs?
Yeah.
I mean, we could pull those up right now, bro.
Let's do it.
What you said Moon Please and then
I think yeah, either Moon Please or Cloud Rock. I think Moon Please.
I mean, we WCIBB.
Yeah, we could play both.
We could play both.
Let's play both.
All right. So I'm going to let me just situate this right now.
I'll yap.
Yeah, yap about what you want, man.
So, guys, we have brought this up earlier, but we have a cat named Greg, and she's beautiful. She's a gray tabby, but she has, like, she has, like, tan as well on her. But not, like, the way that you're thinking. Is she a gray tabby?
I honestly don't know how I would describe Greg.
Because I just looked up gray tabby, and, like, that's not what she is. I don't know she's what kind of like, cat.
I feel like she's kind of, like, an amalgamation of a lot of different things.
Yeah, but I don't know. She's actually awesome, and she's so sweet. And having her has been amazing.
Yeah.
And, like, especially mornings like this morning. Like, I woke up, and I was just laying in bed. And then Nate, like, came into my room, and he's like, yo, like, good morning. I was like, what's up? And he's like, do you want to, like, do stuff? And I was like, sure. So then, like, I got up and we went on the porch and we were just chilling on the porch because it was nice out. And then, like, Greg was out there with us and she was just roaming. And then we went inside and then she's just chilling with us. And, like, she's just so sweet, just doing, like, whatever she pleases. But she's, like, so cuddly and fluffy and cute.
Yeah. And I had, like, 2 days with to really spend and hang out with Greg, because I had the day I didn't go to, I had no classes because I was sick.
Mm-hmm.
So like Greg chilled with me for a bit mm-hmm. during that, and then I had another day I only had one class.
Yeah.
And it's at 12, so mm-hmm. like the whole morning I was able to chill, and she was upstairs with me chilling watching Lord of Mysteries with me, so
yeah, she's awesome. She's our new 7th member of the house.
Yeah. So, shout out Greg, Gregorius Tomlinson III.
Tomlinson?
Thompson? Just yeah. Gregorius Thompson.
Gregorius Thompson III.
RG3.
GT3.
GT3. Oh, RG3 is the football player.
Who's RG3?
He's this old Commanders quarterback that everyone thought he was going to be amazing. He had a really good rookie year, and then he had a lot of injuries, and he kind of faded into obscurity.
Damn.
But he's, yeah, Robert Griffin III, I believe, RG3. Nice. So,
Well, are we going to play those Go Kurosawa songs?
Yeah, I have them queued up right now. So, all right. Which one would you like first?
I say let's do Moon Please, then Cloud Rock.
All right, perfect. So, everybody enjoy it. This is Moon Please and Cloud Rock by Go Kurosawa. So,
keep it locked.
Keep it locked.
Hey kitty, I'm home. Thank you.
me celery. Getting high, cutting calories. They said I'm about to fall out the limelight, but I'm in my prime right now. Honey, get the green, don't need no cow. Finally got the green, I'm feel my pounce. There ain't nobody do it like this. Not a psychic, know how you like it. Give me the mic tonight, I'ma ignite it. Give it to Mike, your life is supersized. It with a black grip, close eyelids. Feeling ill, couple pills, I'ma try it. We be vibing. Four season on pilot.
Beautiful and stone.
Alrighty, so, as we said right before, you heard those running of songs. We had two songs by Go Kurosawa, which were Moon Please and Cloud Rock. I wanted to play Go Kurosawa because it was that artist was probably one of the ones that piqued my interest the most this this week in terms of new ads. But then on top of that, Gorillaz released a new record, excuse me, which I haven't gotten to listen to, which I'm ashamed to say because they're one of my favorite artists. But I've just been like, I want to like sit down and listen to the album fully through, no distractions, but I just like haven't really had the time. But then after that, we had High Beams, Magic City Hippies, and then Heavy Metal Drummer by Wilco, which is a fantastic song. Natan Wee Wee, what do we got next?
So up next, we're going to play Politics by Balu Brigada, and then that's going to go into...
probably our break.
Yeah, probably the little break and the top of the hour stuff,
yeah.
And then we'll come back with even more music.
Yeah.
So keep it locked.
Keep it locked.
Thank you.
My bad. What song did we have there, Nate?
So that was Just Politics by Balu Brigada.
Yeah, I really like that song. It was my first time hearing it. I saw Balu Brigada live because they opened for 21 Pilots back in 2022.
Mm-hmm.
If that's true. No, I lied. 2022 was Peter McPoland.
I think they were
2024.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think they were the recent opener for
them. They opened during the Clancy tour. They were decent. Like, I wasn't, like, in love with them. But that song was great. Like, the one that just played.
I think they have a... They're, like, a relatively new group. Like, they don't have a lot of music out yet.
Yeah.
And, yeah, that song is really fun. I like that song a lot, too.
Yeah. I had a good time.
We've played other Balu Brigada on air. We've played So Cold and Backseat, which I think are some other bangers, but I know you aren't a huge fan of So Cold, so.
Yeah, and Backseat's like a good song, but it's like funny. Like the lyrics are kind of funny.
And when I'm driving, I'm really driving. Yeah, the lyrics are kind of funny, but.
Yeah, just a little bit.
It's a banger of a song, regardless. Yeah.
But it's about to be top of the hour, so we're going to go into our break. And then when we come out of that, we'll let you know what songs we got lined up for you.
All right, yeah, so. Keep it locked. We still have another hour of Leaves in a Bag, so
grab some tea during this break if you'd like.
Yeah, grab some tea right now, guys, and then we'll be back right after this break.
What? Oh, I thought it was Superman.
It's Superman!
Oh, look, it's writing something. You're listening to WONY Oneonta 90.9 FM, Red Dragon Radio. Don't forget to keep it locked. Oh, it could be someone else.
Sure, Jan.
Swear it could have been like Batman or Wonder Woman. Oh well.
Surrender that gigantic pie.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
When I grow up, I want to be a glass countertop in a new home.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's best birthday present.
When I grow up,